And that was Levy's with Lock a Clan. Great CD. I love this one. One of my favorites. But also joining us here on Jewish Community Radio is one of my other favorites. And that is none other than our good friend from Cleveland, Ohio, and now living in Israel, is Ben Bresky from Arot Sheva. Ben.
Shalom, everyone. This is Ben Bresky, former host of Jewish Community Radio. It's a little after 2 p.m. here. I know I no longer schlep out of bed to make the 7 a.m. shift there at WJCU.
Yeah, tell me about it, Ben. It's kind of early for me. You know, I think I went to sleep today about 3 a.m., 3:30 a.m.
But it's fun. I know the people are out there listening.
Are you kidding me, Ben? We love doing the show. It's a lot of fun, and we like to make the show just fun. And it's always great when you pop in because, you know, you also make it fun.
Well, there's tons of Jewish music here in Israel. It doesn't matter what's happening politically. There's always a new CD coming out. And I got the new Naftali Abramson and this band Yud. And but that's not really what I think we should talk about. I have on the other line with us one of our news writers, Hana Levy Julian, because there's kind of a war in Gaza.
Yeah. Welcome, Hana. Welcome to Microphones of Jewish Community Radio. We're glad to have you on.
Thank you.
So Hana, yeah, the news is really not so great that's going on here, where, you know, the kind of scary, I should say. Nobody knows what's going on for real. Maybe you could fill us in and tell us what is happening.
Well, actually, it's scary because, I guess it's scarier for Hamas than it is for us, actually, come to think of it. It's scary for the people in Israel because they're still firing rockets at us, but it's a whole lot scarier for Hamas because this time we're hitting back, and we're hitting back for real. The Israel Defense Forces opened up Operation Cast Lead yesterday, and that is a military operation named after an ancient name for a dreidel, believe it or not, and they have started a military operation designed to put a stop once and for all to the rocket fire from Gaza.
It's about time.
I'd say we've put up with 8 years of rocket fire. More than 7,000 rockets have peppered the south, and we have a very high rate of trauma in the population. And this past week, there were an average of maybe 60 to 70 rockets a day that were fired. Yeah, because the so-called ceasefire with Hamas had ended, and Hamas decided they weren't going to renew it. They had completed their own military preparations, and they were just going to resume their little war against Israel. And we just decided we'd had enough of that, and we decided, okay, if a war is what you want, then a war is what you'll get. On our terms instead of theirs, and so we hit back.
And the ceasefire was quite, as you said, was allowed Hamas time to arm themselves.
Well, yeah, they armed themselves, and they also dug a lot of tunnels. They now have about 600 tunnels honeycombing the area in Gaza, honeycombing primarily from Gaza into the Sinai Desert and also into into Egypt in general. There's a lot of smuggling and things that go on. There's some question as to whether or not some of those tunnels go into the Negev as well. They're not sure. But the IDF has plans for the tunnels, and the IDF has plans for all the weapons, and the IDF has plans for Hamas. And as of today, Hamas has been made aware of the plans, and Hamas is fighting back, but Hamas is losing. Hundreds of Hamas terrorists have been killed, and I would say probably before this ends, a few hundred more are going to die before they wake up and decide that they've had enough. But at this point, more than 250 Hamas terrorists are dead, and about 500 are wounded, We have lost no one in terms of soldiers. One person died in Netivot yesterday, unfortunately. And we've had a few injuries, not many, thank God. We have a lot of traumatized people, but people are in the bomb shelters. People are prepared. The Army has done an incredible job. They have issued instructions. The Home Front Command has issued instructions to every community within a 40-kilometer range of Gaza, which is within 25 to 35 miles of Gaza. Every single community has specific instructions on how to behave during a rocket attack or even the hint of a rocket attack, where to go and what to do, and which bomb shelter to go to. And they do it. And they go to the bomb shelters on their way to death.
And what is the general thought of the people in Israel right now?
You know, the Jewish people are very funny. If you look at your hand, there are five fingers on a hand, and they're all different sizes and different shapes, and we as the Jewish people tend to fight amongst ourselves, and Israel is certainly no exception. You know, the old saying, if you have two Jews, you have three synagogues, you know, three shuls. Yeah, well, that's certainly the case here in Israel. And the factions fight among themselves passionately, except when there's a war. The second war was declared. Every single faction declared their support for it.
That's good.
Unity was declared immediately. And all campaigning for the elections in February was suspended. All the election ads were pulled down. No fighting amongst anybody. There were some left-wing activists who decided to demonstrate in Tel Aviv. Five of them were arrested. That was the end of any demonstrations. That's it, basically. Everybody is unified because this terrorist threat has to end. It is impossible to continue with the current situation, and everyone understands that, no matter which side of the political spectrum they're on.
Well, that's good. I'm glad there's a little unity right now. That's good. That's very good to hear.
Amazing.
That's also one of the things that that worried me when I watched the news last night. That you know, what's happening as far as the political scene in Israel. It's and you know, I'm sure that also I'm not the only person who had that same fear, because it's Israel is politics is, I mean, in the U.S. we have something big happens in the news, and you know, and everybody has opinions about it, but it's nice to know that everybody in Israel pulled together regardless of politics. That it's it says a lot for the nation.
You know what, I saw a similar behavior after 9/11. At that time I was in New York, and I saw a similar thing when Al-Qaeda hit the World Trade Center. For a very brief period of time, the entire United States was united.
Yes.
It wasn't for a long time, but it did. But for a very brief period of time, the entire United States really was united. And that is how the state of Israel gets when finally a government decides to do something about an existential threat to its existence.
Well,
these rockets have become an existential threat.
Yeah, but it also says a lot about about us as a people. It's, you know, it's, you know, we like everyone else, people disagree, and having disagreement is healthy. It's good that people feel, you know, express what they feel, they feel about an issue, and I'm glad that we have a strong you know, feeling of national unity, and it's, I hope that it extends to the people in the United States as for support for Israel at this time. And I know that there are some great organizations that do phenomenal work, which are always on standby in Israel. And I hope you know, places like Magen David Adom, the Red Star David group gets support, as well as Zaka and other groups who are there in times of trouble in Israel. And and you guys, of course, Arod Sheva, you to keep up with the news is got to be pretty rough, especially in this time here. I mean, how do you guys over Arod Sheva keep up with the news? Do you have people in Gaza? Do you or near Gaza, I should say? I know you have people in Sderot.
Well, I mean, we're we're basically we're all over the place.
Yeah, you are. And your phone's ringing right there with
the Israel National News is everywhere. What can I say? We are we're just getting the news from everywhere. But I'll tell you, it's Mugen David Adom is on high alert. Zaka's on high alert. The country is on high alert, and we have contacts with everyone, and so we're getting reports from everyone. We're on the phone with everyone. We're talking to everyone. We're seeing everyone. You know, it's that's our job.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
why we're Israel National News, because we speak to the nation.
Yeah, and by the way, people should know your website is israelnationalnews.com, and there is a great amount of stuff there. I mean, as far as different programs people listen to, from religious programming to music programming, like Ben's show, opinion shows, and of course the news which we play here when it's in, you know, from Israel. And you guys do just great work there. It's and I gotta appreciate it. And so one question: you're the news director. How do you? I mean, tell us what you do there.
I'm not the news director. That's Baruch Gordon.
Okay.
I work for him.
Okay.
He is the man. I'm a news writer. I'm an editor, but I'm definitely not the news director.
Okay.
Okay.
But what do you do as a news writer? I'm curious what you do there.
I write the news, and I do editing as well. I coordinate stories among the other news writers.
So give us a typical example of what you do. Someone calls Iron Sheva with a story or emails you, and what do you do? Hot question.
It is a hard question, because it requires me to sort of put into a few words. Where do I start? I edit the news. I proofread it. I coordinate it. I talk to all the various writers. I also talk to the various sources. Sometimes I'm out on a story. Usually I'm at a desk. I'm talking to people on the phone. I'm scanning the internet. I'm listening to the radio. There's dozens of different things going on at the same time. You know, you collect from dozens of different sources.
And you do a great job of that.
Yeah, you have to multitask. Multitasking is key in that job.
But it's also, again, the news altogether is just an incredible amount of work. I know that you guys do work. I mean, I think basically you guys, or I think I know, I mean, as far as I know, if anybody wants news from Israel, they go to your site. Or they subscribe to your daily emails.
We have a lot of readers, actually. It's true.
Yeah,
I see the statistics. We get a lot of hits on the site. It's really true.
That's an understatement.
I have to tell you that we have to give a thank you to a couple of the government spokespeople in the last couple of days who have worked really, really hard. I don't think these people sleep. I really don't. There is one guy in particular who really deserves an honorable mention. His name is Peter Lerner. He is the defense ministry spokesman. He coordinates the government activities in the territories. And I have to tell you, I don't think the man sleeps. I really do not. I've spent more time on the phone with that guy trying to figure out what's going on in the Gaza crossings than I've spent with my husband in the last 4 days.
Wow.
And I don't think this man sleeps. I really don't.
Well, I think right now is probably a time where no one's getting a lot of sleep.
Yeah, well, he for sure is not. Yeah. So he gets a Yasher Koyach.
Well,
gets an honorable mention.
Well, you guys all get the honorable mention, the Yasher Koyach, because you guys do just a tremendous amount of work. And I can ask you a question. I know Ben's listening, but, you know, Ben, Ben's known as the music guy in Israel. If you want to know about what's happening in Israel music, you go to Ben.
That's right.
And so I hear Ben doing the news sometimes. So what's it like working with Ben? I mean, we know him from Cleveland here, but our loss from Cleveland is definitely your gain there.
Ben is the man. What can I say? Ben is the expert.
When it comes to music,
if I have a question about any group, any music at all, the only person I would ask is Ben, because he's the only man who knows what's going on.
Yeah, and, you know, also news-wise, you guys do a great job. I remember Friday, we had Walter Bingham doing the news, and we had to, I couldn't help thinking that, hey, we interviewed him on here in our show not too long ago. He was a great storyteller, to say the least.
I like Walter.
Yeah, you guys have a great group of... You know, group of reporters and hosts for shows. I mean, Tuvia Singer, just, I mean, he's been on for like, I don't know, like forever?
Yeah, he's somebody, let me tell you.
And
Tuvia has stories. He's special.
Oh, yeah.
Special.
Oh, yeah, no, it's great. I love the show. I mean, Tamar, you all have a great show.
We really do. We just have a really great team.
You definitely do. I don't know how you guys put together, but you know, over time, you know, I mean, Arachava is just an amazing station, and you know, there's just, I love listening, you know, to the news from you guys and reading the news and the weekly emails, and of course, the website for you guys is IsraelNationalNews.com, and we thank you for coming on and updating us as to what's happening in Israel.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I wish the news was better to report, but I'll tell you the truth. Actually, it really is very good news. It's good news that they're finally doing something about it. It's good news that they're heading back. And it is very good news that the chief of staff is Gabi Ashkenazi, because this is a man who does not fail. This is a guy who does not fail. This is the same man who brought you the end of the nuclear power plant up in Syria in September. That was a nice, quiet operation, and it was very tidy. Before and after pictures, so that the intelligence people in the United States would know what went on. And it was ended very, very quickly and quietly, but it was done. This is a man who doesn't fail and who does get the job done. So I believe, as a news writer, as a journalist, and as an Israeli, and as a Jew, I believe he's going to get this done. I think these rockets are going to end, because he has said he's going to put an end to them. I believe him.
Oh, kol kavod him. It's fantastic. I'm glad to hear some good news. And we'll be watching news very closely out of Israel to see what's happening. And looking forward to hearing some good news and reading some you know, hopefully an end to this. And to terror bombings and the shellings. It's just, I'm looking forward to hearing some good news. It's, as we say, it's about time.
Yeah, it sure is. God willing.
God willing, yes, definitely. And how's Hanukkah in Israel? Tell us what's happening with Hanukkah in Israel.
Oh, the entire country is lit up.
I love it.
The whole country is lit up. Everywhere you go, there are menorahs. Every city, every community has a menorah at the entrance to the city. Every mall has activities for children. I live, for example, in a small Negev community called Arad. It's a little desert town. And even in Arad, you know, in the mall, they had, you know, free activities for the kids in the mall. You wouldn't expect it, you know, this little tiny town. But in the mall, there's all kinds of stuff going on. It's all free, you know, free this, free that, activities going on the whole time. And Jerusalem is really hopping. There is this massive operation sifting all the rubble that came from the Temple Mount that the Waqf had produced when they did their illegal construction a year ago upon the Temple Mount, and they took the rubble. They managed to save it. And they brought it to the Ein Surim National Park, just on the side of the Mount of Olives. And they have the City of David Foundation brought over a whole bunch of volunteers, thousands of them, really. And they are sifting through the rubble, and you have no idea how many thousands, 35,000 ancient coins.
Wow.
They have
wow.
discovered from temple times and Byzantine coins, all kinds of priceless artifacts they have discovered in that rubble. A couple of weeks ago, they actually found one from the Hashmonaim, from the Hasmonean times.
Wow.
From the Hanukkah story.
Amazing.
They found a coin that was minted during the time of the Hanukkah story.
Hmm.
They found it 2 weeks ago. And a 14-year-old kid from Neve Daniel found it.
Wow.
In the middle of the rubble.
And
volunteers can just go there. If you want to just go there and volunteer, you can just go and volunteer your time, you know. Go up there and say, hey, I want to volunteer. You can go and sift and help them find stuff. It's really cool.
You know, the Beitar tour from Cleveland just left, and they're just arrived in Israel, and I am going to get a hold of Dennis Seaman and say, hey, Dennis, you should take the group there.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
That would be an incredible...
Really something to see. Yeah, absolutely. This is something to see. It really is. We have a story about it on our site. You should go to IsraelNationalNews.com and look for the story on the Ein Sorim National Park on the Temple Mount rubble.
Okay. Yeah, I'm on the...
Because there, it's a great thing to do. It's free. And there are unbelievable things that are found. Unbelievable.
Are you going to have a video?
They found a silver half shekel from the Second Temple in
the
rubble.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you going to have a video for that, for showing how that works?
I don't know if they have a video, but there were pictures, there were photos on the site.
Fantastic.
We have photos.
Yeah, I'm on the radio page right now, so I'm going to bring up the news here after, a little bit after we get off. I'm going to play some music and then go to the news afterwards. But that's incredible.
If you email me, then I can send you the link.
I'll find the link, because I'll go there. I'll go inside after the show. I'm going to have to read it, but I can't really read it right now during the show. But I will look it up, and maybe I'll have something about that coming up on Friday's show.
Great.
So fantastic. Well, I want to thank you, Hannah. You do great work there, Archeva. I rely on your news service every day. Love it. And please give our thanks to everybody on your staff from us here at Jewish Community Radio in Cleveland, Ohio, and around the world. You guys do phenomenal work, and it's greatly appreciated.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you very much. Let me speak to Ben for one moment, if I can, before we go also.
Okay.
Thanks. Hey, Ben.
Yes.
I want to thank you for bringing on Hannah.
You're welcome.
That's Hani Levy Julian, who's a newswriter there, and but you guys do great work there. I got to thank you very much for the work you guys do. I don't think people thank you enough because I always tell people nobody ever calls a doctor and says, "Hey doc, feeling good," or no one ever calls a plumber and says, "Hey, no leaks." But I got to thank you. You guys do great work every day around 6 days a week. 52 weeks a year doing great work as far as getting all the news out. Of course, you take Shabbos off.
Thank you, Fred, and I'm glad that you're cheering everyone up in Cleveland with your funky Jewish music.
Oh, we're going to have fun. We got some funky stuff here coming up, some good stuff. And we just played... hey, Ben, did you ever play the Meshuggah Beach Party CD?
Yeah, they play the surf music.
Oh, it's great.
Jewish lyrics.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it's great.
So we're playing that today, kind of wake everybody up. But I want to thank you, Ben. You guys do great work. I mean, you do great work as far as your show. I love your show. Hey, who's on your show today?
Well, my show is Tuesday.
Tuesday, yeah.
Yud, which is like a hard rock Jewish Chabad band.
Okay.
Okay.
That sounds interesting. And when can people hear your show here in Cleveland live?
Every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Israel. What time is that in America?
I think it's 7 a.m. U.S. Eastern.
No, wait. 5 p.m.
No, it's not 7 a.m. No, I'm sorry. I got it wrong here. I'm looking at the wrong thing here.
10 a.m. in Cleveland.
10 a.m. in Cleveland.
On IsraelNationalRadio.com. And if you have any questions or comments or you want to hear a band, you can email me. And I know you have some great... Oh, I got a quick story about bands. I interviewed this Israeli rap group called Soligo.
Good stuff.
And they played at the Grog Shop in Cleveland Heights. And I told them I was from Cleveland, they said, "Wow, Cleveland, that was the best concert we ever did in America."
Wow.
Imagine that.
So, yeah, Grog Shop, I was there. We had an event for the station here not too long ago. It's, of course, right by Coventry, where the Arabica used to be. And they do some great bands there.
It's good to be back on Cleveland Radio for a little bit, and thank you, Fred. Shalom, Cleveland.
Ben, thank you very much, and we appreciate you coming on as usual, and look forward to seeing you again and hearing from you again, and say hi to the missus.
Okay.
And by the way, I got a call from your father. I got to give him a return phone call. So I'm going to probably give him a call back. He's got some of your old stuff here from Beitar days to give back to Beitar.
Okay, cool.
All right. Thanks, Ben. Thank you, Hana. We appreciate your help in coming on, and we wish you a Chag Sameach, and as we all hope for peace in Israel.
Thank you. Chag Sameach.
Thank you. And speaking of peace in Israel, here's something from none other than Brad Schachter and Oseh Shalom.